I've heard several stories over the years about towns fighting to be proclaimed the county seat in the early years of settlement. But in western Kansas, you'll find a county where that decision was more than a fight. It was a battle between towns that left people dead in the streets. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The year was 1885, and some men in Garden City, Kansas, had big ideas for a new settlement in western Kansas.
To build a town between Scott City and Tribune, and it was going to rival Chicago.
Karen Walk is curator at the Museum of the Great Plains in Leota, Kansas. Just a few months after its establishment, though, another town, Coronado, was incorporated 2.5 miles from Leota. The two fledgling outposts soon developed an intense rivalry, fueled by each town's newspaper.
The one from Leota was hired by this land company, and they even bought him his big fancy printing press. So, you know, they had him under their thumb.
No county seat had been chosen yet for Wichita County, Kansas. Obtaining the county seat would provide status and wealth. Each paper went over the top in describing how horrible the other town was, working to sway the vote in March of 1887. One town went even further.
Leota hired some thugs from up in Wallace to come down here and just mill around the polling places.
Things came to a head on Sunday, February 27th, 1887. Both towns claim different stories, but we do know 7 men from Leota took a wagon to Coronado that morning when gunfire erupted.
Nobody really knows who fired the first shot, but by the time they got done, there was 3 that were dead on the ground, and the others were shot and trying to get in the wagon and get back to Leota.
The shooting was not only big news in Wichita County, but soon the nation heard about it as well. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Leota, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.